I don't want to take any more time than we have already taken. I think we're out of time for this item.
All right.
Is there any objection to the motion as amended?
Should I read it? Please.
I don't think it's necessary.
The secretary shall maintain current aid.
I said I don't think it's necessary.
You don't think it's... Oh, come on. We should... It'll take longer to not...
Okay, go ahead.
The secretary shall maintain a current and accurate mailing list and update the committee via email any time the list is changed.
Any objection to that motion? Hearing none. Going to move the agenda to discussion of the FDA credit.
I'm sorry. Can you hear me?
Yes. Go ahead, Serene.
Okay, this will be quick. I think as a general practice, any listserv should have at least two people moderating it because, you know, stuff happens. So I would move, I can do it separately, you know, because we've already approved the other thing, which is that the chair of the committee, whoever that is at any given time, shall also be made a moderator to the list or on the list, or whichever is appropriate.
Point of order.
That's the point of order.
Point of order is this is already the policy.
Okay, thank you. Okay. We're also out of time for this agenda item. So I do understand that I'm authorized to be a moderator of the list. I haven't had time to do anything with it.
Okay, no problem. Thank you.
Thank you. So we're moving on to the discussion of the SCA credit for clinical service payments and a possible motion. We have 30 minutes that discussion.
Mr. Chair?
No.
Yes.
Next item is update on KPFK budget.
No, we put that in between the two. That's what Ken agreed to.
I asked for the KPFA motion.
KPFA. This is over here. I thought we put them between. All right, go ahead. KPFA.
KPFA first, okay.
Have you written out a motion, Adriana? You're
no.
Talking about having the IED do something else?
I think that's
driving.
Yes.
Exactly.
The motion is the same. I recommend that the National Finance Committee urge or recommend the or ask the PM, Interim Executive Director to request from KPFA General Manager and Business Manager to send the revised budget for FY 2017 with the actuals that we have till now. I don't know if you, did you get it, our poll, or is to...
I'm sorry, Adriana, in the earlier version you were talking about with responses to the questions that we had asked.
Exactly. Well, we saw the tabs. Remember that originally we asked all the budgets need to contain all the tabs, and KPFA didn't have it. We didn't have the salary tab. All the other stations present the salary tab, and it's for the PMB and the National Finance Committee to see. KPFA didn't send it and refused it now to send it again. They need to send exactly the same information that the rest of the budget have.
Okay. For the typing, I gather Michael is typing this.
Yes, I'm typing it up. All right, what I typed up and I'm sending is move that the NFC request the IED to have the KPFA general manager and business manager forward to the NFC a revised 2017 budget responding to the questions asked by the NFC, including all the template tabs and incorporating the available actuals.
Did you send it?
I'm about to send it. I have sent it.
Okay, I think it has it. Okay, so it says, move that the NFC request the IED to have the KPFA GM and business manager forward to the NFC a revised FY 2017 budget responding to the questions asked by the NFC, including all the template tabs and incorporating the available actuals. Is that it?
Hey, John, does that cover what you were interested in getting?
Yeah, it is.
All right. So this will be Adriana making this motion.
Yes.
Okay.
Any discussion of the motion? Any objection to the motion? Did somebody just join the call?
Serena got dropped.
Okay. We're considering a motion from Adriana to ask the IED to have the KPFA general manager, business manager, forward us a revised budget responding to the questions the NFC asked, including all the template tabs and incorporating the available actuals. And there hasn't been any discussion, and I was just asking if there's any objection. Hearing none. Just where the KPFK update goes, Ken, did you want to?
Yes, right. I didn't vote to approve the KPFK budget, so I can't ask to rescind it. I think only the people who voted to approve it can ask to rescind it. But I just wanted to bring the Finance Committee up to date that the savings estimated by cutting health benefits to spouses and dependents is not going to be actuated because there's a requirement of a 60-day notice for any change in benefits. So, and so it's not going to be affected. The budget was showing it being implemented starting in January, and it's not going to be implemented any sooner than March, if then. The other thing was the general manager decided to hire another broadcaster, a paid broadcaster, who's been who was successful in the past, very popular, named Jerry Quickly. And I can't estimate, I don't know what his salary was, but the general manager said it was comparable to other people that are broadcasting 4 or 5 days a week, like Sonali Kulhatkar and Ian Masters and Margaret Prescott. So those two things add to the budget, and I would estimate it's at least maybe $150,000 extra added to the budget. And there were some other issues that I brought up that were erroneous, but I think we can iron those out. So again, I know the budget's been approved and it went to the PNB, and that's fine. I just wanted people to be updated on that, and I can't really give you exact figures because I don't know how much the new employee is going to get paid, and I don't even know if there was a hiring freeze. I don't know about that. And in terms of the exact amount of miscalculation on the health benefits as originally calculated, I guess it would be about $40,000 difference because we have to go through a 60-day notification to change any benefits. So that's all. It's just an update. No motion being put forward.
R. Paul,
yes, go ahead.
I recall that there's supposed to be a hiring freeze, but it's possible that it was lifted or there's an exception made and nobody told us about it. I will also note the members should know that a motion to rescind can be made by anyone. He's he's confusing the motion to rescind with a motion to reconsider, which only happens during the meeting where a motion was passed anyway. So anybody can make a motion to rescind, but it requires a two-thirds vote.
Okay. Can I respond? I'm not making any motions.
Okay, thank you. All right, any further discussion of this update? I believe when we did discuss the budget, the GM said they were going to correct the figures around the benefits payments, because that had been predicated on a much earlier approval of the budget than actually happened. So she said it was going to be revised accordingly. No further discussion. We're going to move the agenda on to the discussion of the SCA credits and the central service payments.
Just a point of information.
Yes, what's your question?
I wonder if anybody in the committee can help me. I've been looking through the bylaws. I'm trying to see where in the bylaws it's a stipulation about what the general service payments are. I know it's generally 20% of gross income, except at KPFK it's 19%, but I couldn't find that. Does anybody know?
It's not in the bylaws. There have been motions year by year. It was the formula used to be, I think, 17.5% for the national office and 2.5% for the PRA. KPFK, which hosted the PRA, used to get a 1% discount on the PRA portion of that.
Pardon me for interrupting. A bylaw or a motion?
It's not a bylaw, it's just a motion. So let me finish explaining. About 3 years ago, we changed the formula and said rather than basing it on each year's or each month's listener support, which is effectively what happened under that formula, is it would vary widely month by month. That we wanted to try to stabilize the finances and improve the predictability for the stations. We said that the national office should come up with what its financial needs are, determine how much income it had from other sources, and the difference would be made up by the stations, and that came to a lower percentage than it had been for some time. When that first was put in place, it came to about, 15% and 2%, as opposed to 17.5% and 2.5%, so it came to about 17%. We reintroduced that same motion this year, earlier this year, and the PND rejected it, with the implication from the discussion being that the national office probably needed more money than that would generate, because listener support was down. We have not come up with a new motion. The other change that took place is that the SCA motion says when we calculate what the income of the national office is that has to be, and the difference from which has to be covered by central services, instead of including the SCA payments in that, it would still go to the national office, but it would be counted as a credit against the central service payments. The implication of that is that the central service payments would then vary somewhat from the percentage based on the credit. Some stations would get more credit, some stations would get less. And as Shireen explained in her email, essentially what that means is we would look at the income to the national office primarily from the affiliates, and then calculate the difference between that and the national office needs, and come up with the central service payments against which stations receive the varying credits for the SCA payments. So that's where it currently stands. That's where it currently stands.
Okay, but my question was...
What we did with the stations in the current budgeting process was, as opposed to talking about a percentage, we left the figures basically at where they were last year, even though many of the stations have suffered losses in their listener support. What was your question, Ken?
Where is the bylaw article on the amount of general services payments required from the stations. I understand.
It is not a bylaw. He just said
there's no bylaw.
Pardon me. Am I talking to the chair? Thank you. Is there
you're repeating the question a third time.
Can I be recognized,
yes,
please?
Yes. Your question is recognized. Your question was answered. I answered your question. The question,
my question is, it's not in the bylaws. No. There's nothing in the bylaws that talks about how much the stations have to pay to the national office.
Right.
Okay, thank you.
You couldn't find it because it's not there.
Okay,
please don't interrupt each other. Okay, so what we're currently looking at is we approved provisionally a lot of the budgets based on the PNB settling the question of what the central service payments should be. I sent around a proposal some time ago to the committee and to the station suggesting that the simplest way to do it was to credit the entire amount of the SEA to the current fiscal year central service payments, because the response from the national office to the formula in the PNB motion was that it would just complicate matters unnecessarily to credit the past years and would probably result in new arrears being generated and would therefore be kind of pointless. So I did send around those figures to everybody some time back. What it would amount to, essentially, it would mean that there would be a slight increase in central service payments at KPFA, because they do get some CSA credits, but if we subtract the totality of the CSA credits from the P&O income, then the central service obligation as a whole is a little bit larger. So the budget for KPFK did incorporate that proposal. The other budgets haven't. So that's the question. We can incorporate something regarding that. We can leave it the way it is, or we can propose another formula for the central service payments based on percentages, as it was in the past, either the current fiscal year listener support, the totality of station income, or the rolling five-year average. Those are the different we stopped calculating what the rolling five-year average was this year and left it at last year's levels. So that's what we're facing, having to deal with. Any discussion on this question, or anybody want to offer a motion?
Our Paul.
Yes, our Paul.
Entering.
Yeah. One of the mm-hmm. things that I think is important to keep in mind here is that the PNB, even though I don't think it's a great motion, did pass a motion regarding, you know, if you're in arrears, you get this amount and all that. And I don't think the national office gets to veto the PNB's motions. Also, the NFC is a committee of the PNB, and I think it would be out of order for us to pass a motion that is at variance with, you know, in terms of budgets and approving budgets. I think we cannot legally, or staying in order, pass a motion in this committee that is at odds with what the PNB has passed. What we could do is pass one of those the NFC recommends to the PNB and pass something along the lines of what you've suggested. But I you know, before we get into things with points of order, I just wanted to note that the PNB has passed something, and in terms of proper governance, we can't just ignore it and, you know, let the national office rewrite it. That's it.
Yeah, no, I was hoping we would come up with a motion to resolve it and recommend it to the PNB. That was the point of the discussion. I think I heard Serene ask for the floor.
Yeah, okay. So it's on the same note that the point is that stations have previously not had the direct benefit of the SCA monies that their antenna have been generating. That in fact, all stations, or I should say individual stations, have not had the benefit of enjoying what they're generating. All stations have enjoyed the benefit equally, although the monies aren't generated equally. So stations are already getting a boost, if you will, in terms of getting credit for monies that they'd never before had, well, at least not in recent memory, had access to. And I think that's great. However, stations that are in arrears, I mean, stations shouldn't just, if they're in arrears in terms of central services, either in terms of payments to the national office or in terms of payments to the archives, they should not just be able to enhance their individual budget line. They should also treat this as an opportunity to catch up on their arrears. So I don't understand how difficult it could be. I mean, it's an extra step for them to follow the motion that says if you're current, then you get the full credit of your SCA. And when I say full, that's we already agreed in the motion that 5% goes towards the national office to in terms of costs and contract negotiations and so on and so forth, the legal costs, et cetera. But that other 95%, if you're current, you get the full 95% credit. If you're not current, a portion of that will be credited and a portion goes towards your arrears because you want to encourage people, and sometimes you have to do that a little forcefully, to address their past due obligations. So I really don't think it's that complicated. And if it's slightly complicated, that's why you have finance specialists. So I really object to even consideration of, I don't know why that be that, consideration of anyone thinking that they can amend, you know, the motion that the board passed.
This is Michael. Unless somebody else wants to get in the stack, I want to put myself on the stack and make a comment. The practical effect of applying the SCA credit towards arrears is increasing the current year's central service obligations of all the stations, and particularly the stations that both have arrears and have significant SCA credits. So I think as a practical matter, it's going to make it more difficult for all the stations to make their current central service payments. And we've been through a year in which many of the stations have had great difficulty doing that. So that's my reasoning or thinking about the idea that we should recommend to the PNB that the SCA credit be applied directly to the current year's central service obligations.
This is Corinne. If I could jump back on the stack.
Go ahead, unless somebody else wants to speak.
I mean, unless someone else wants to speak.
Okay, hearing nobody else, go ahead, Serene.
Okay, so, I mean, mine is one of those stations that's struggling, so I'm not unsympathetic. But the fact remains that if you're current, you will enjoy a greater benefit. But even if you're in arrears, that's still a bill you have to catch up on at some point. The past due obligations of the stations mean that they're past due obligations by the national office that have to be addressed. We have to catch up. I mean, those monies are used, you know, in some cases to pay settlements, to pay off, you know, agreements that were made. The money has to be produced. So I don't think saying that, oh, just focus on your current is enough. Stations have to come up with a plan. And I know people can't print money, Well, they can, but I don't think it's legal. But stations have to come up with a way to address both their current needs, to reduce their current expenses, and to catch up on bills that aren't going anywhere just because, you know, times are tough.
Ken to the stack.
Go ahead, Ken.
Yeah, okay. So I think we've heard enough. Unless somebody wants to make a motion, I personally get the feeling that 90% of us, or the majority of the people on this committee, know as much about this motion as they do about credit default swaps. It's very complex. It seems to be punitive against poverty and hard times and making it tougher. And, you know, that might be a good policy or not. I don't think it's along the lines of the Pacifica mission. But unless somebody's got an alternative or a motion to make, let's go on. If there's no motion, let's end the discussion.
A point of order, Mr. Chair?
Go ahead, Adriana. What's your point?
Unless that we decide something else, we are at adjournment time, right?
Okay. We didn't do a very good job of keeping the rest of the time. I guess we took so long on the agenda discussion. Is there a motion to extend the meeting?
I have a point of information.
Yes, what's your question?
What's left on the agenda after this item?
Well, we were trying to look at the consolidated budget motion because the TNB asked us to forward them by Friday a budget they could discuss at a meeting next Tuesday.
Okay. The NFC is responsible for forwarding that, or the controller?
Well, as was pointed out, we haven't gotten the KPFA budget back. That was the point of having a discussion about the state of the consolidated budget. The controller is not on the call, and so that's the extent of the information I have. Normally, there's a motion from the NFC that presents a consolidated budget for approval to the PNB. We've only
can't do this back.
We've only made motions regarding, you know, certain of the unit budgets. We haven't finalized the P&O budget, and apparently not going to. So I think we need to respond to the PNB in some way. Ken, you're next on the stack. Go ahead.
I just call the agenda. If we don't have a motion, let's move the agenda.
Mr. Chair, this is the format again.
I'm sorry. The only thing on the agenda right now is the question of can we extend the meeting? Otherwise, the meeting is going to be adjourned. So I'm asking again, is there a motion to extend the meeting?
Mr. Chair?
This is Serene, please.
Yeah, Nancy, you can't make a motion. Nancy, you're not a member of the committee. Serene?
Okay. I would like to.
Serene, go ahead.
I'd like to. I move to extend the call to 10:40 Eastern Time, so 35 minutes.
Okay. Is there any objections or motion to extend for 35 minutes?
Yeah, I object.
Till when? 10:40 Eastern?
Yeah.
Yeah, 35 minutes from now. Another 35 minutes. Okay. So can you call a roll on that, Arpal?
Point of information, Mr. Chair.
Yes, what's your question, Adriana?
Do we have the information from the national office about the consolidated budget? Do we have the information from the stations? How can we, I don't understand, extending to talk about something that we don't have? It's a question. I'm not saying we don't have the Pacific National Office, we don't have the KPFA.
Yes, so the point of the discussion then would be probably notify the PNB that we don't have that and there will be nothing being forwarded. But we can't deal with that unless
we 45 minutes for that?
There was a motion to extend to 35 minutes. That's what's on the floor.
Yeah, we don't have the full 35. We can get
there. An amendment, please?
Our part.
I would move to extend to 10:15 Eastern. We also have on the agenda setting the next meeting date, which is probably an important thing to do.
Okay, so that's a substitute motion or an amendment to extend for 8 minutes. That's what's on the floor. We need to just vote on something, so we're going to vote on that. And if that's
I have a parliamentary inquiry, please. Hush.
Yeah.
Michael, I have a question. Would I be able to make what would now be our third proposal in terms of time? Yeah, because there's the motion.
Yes, so,
okay, because yes, I don't need to do anything in 8 minutes. So I move to extend to... I'm sorry?
Go ahead.
I was speaking. I move to extend to 10:20.
Okay, thank you. That's on the floor. Is there any objection to extending until 10:20?
Point of order, Mr. Chair?
Yes, what's your point of order?
Right, the way you've got a list. You have to choose from the list. And so the way we do this is you have 10:40, 10:20, and 10:15, which is rapidly getting mooted, I think. So what you do is you do a list. You put in 10:40 first, 10:20 second, 10:15 third. Whichever of those gets a majority first becomes the motion. And then we go on the motion. So that's how to do it.
I'm going to disregard that. I'm asking for any objections to extending until 10:20.
Well, yes, of course, because this isn't how to do it.
Okay,
No,
excuse me. We have a motion. You made an amendment to the motion. Serene is offering a third, a substitute or an amendment. We're voting on that one now.
Mr. Chair. That's how you're supposed to handle this. You've got a list.
That's how we're handling it. I'm asking for an objection to 10:20. Uh-huh. I heard one. You're going to call the roll on 10:20.
Is there an objection on 10:20?
You objected. Okay, hearing no objection, we're extending the meeting until 10:20.
Wait, that was an amendment.
Okay, so that's now the main motion. Any objection to 10:20 is the main motion? Hearing none, we're extending until 10:20. Ken moved the agenda, so we're on the question of what to do with the PNB request for a consolidated budget
Friday. Point of order.
Yes, what's your point of order?
You can't call the question in committee, so how can he cut off a discussion or something?
We had a time limit for that discussion. There was no motion that anybody offered on the previous question of the SCA. So what stands is the current PNB policy. Hello? Did somebody get off the call?
Ken, can I be recognized? I asked the chair to move the agenda.
Yes, I said we were moving the agenda to the question of the how to respond to the PNB request for a consolidated budget by Friday close of business that they could discuss next Tuesday.
Let's go.
Okay. Yes, Adriana, go ahead.
Well, very easy. The answer is we don't have it. We don't have KPFA. We don't have the Pacifica National Office. We don't have the actuals.
Okay, so...
we don't need to answer. We don't have it.
Okay, can I look for a motion authorizing the chair of the committee to so notify the PNB?
I'm sorry, this is Serene.
Go ahead, Serene.
I had made a point of order and then I got dropped, so I don't know what your response was.
I said the point of order was that we had reached the time for the previous discussion. The time expired for the previous discussion. There was no motion on the previous discussion. And so the current SCA policy is the binding policy, and that's where things were left regarding the central service payments under the existing PNB-approved policy. and we move the agenda to the question of how to respond to the PNB request for a consolidated budget.
Okay. May I ask a clarifying question?
Go ahead. What's your question?
Point of order. Okay. Could I be recognized? This is Ken.
Wait until the question is asked, please, Ken. What's your question, Serene?
Okay. She already had a question. I'm next on the pew. I don't like
being
skipped on the pew.
Your name
Ken,
is
you don't have the floor.
Be quiet.
The floor is being monopolized.
The floor is not being monopolized.
I'm rudely objecting.
I'm sorry.
I'm being monopolized. The floor is
Mr.
monopolized.
Mr. Aaron, please be quiet. The member was knocked off the call and asked for clarification about what happened while she was off the call. I gave her the clarification, then she asked the question. She has the floor to ask her question. You'll be called on next. What is your question, Serene?
Okay, so what are we saying to the PNB by way of a recommendation for central services for next year? The current fiscal year. In terms of the percentage or what are we saying to the PNB?
We are not saying anything. The assumption in the budgets that all the stations prepared was they basically went with last year's central service payments. And that those were in the documents that we did provisionally approve pending any change by the PNB. And that's where it stands. We have not made any further recommendation.
Okay. Thank you.
Ken, what was your point of order or question?
I think it's the will of the body to move the agenda. That's
yes,
what I request the chair to do.
Okay. Yes, we are on the general question of how to deal with the PNB request for a consolidated budget. So that question is just as relevant to this discussion as to the last one. I'm requesting a motion that the chair of the committee be authorized to inform the PNB that we're not in a position to forward a consolidated budget because we're still waiting for budget documents from KPFA and the national office.
I move
so
that.
Moved.
So moved.
Okay, so that was Ken.
All right, what I have is the chair be authorized to tell the PNB we are not in a position to do the consolidated budget because we do not have, and give me the last bit.
The final budget proposal from KPFA or the Pacifica National Office.
Okay.
Any objection to that motion? Okay, hearing none, please send that to me as soon as possible, and I'll let the PNB know. Next question was our next meeting.
I have a question.
Serene, go ahead.
So I can't check the calendar, but did we agree on the 24th or on the 14th, on the 17th when we met last week or last time?
The 24 is personal committee.
Didn't finance
you? The PNB said it's meeting for the 17th, but that probably won't be happening because there won't be a consolidated budget for them to consider. So we could meet on the 17th, conceivably.
Okay, so moved.
All right.
This is Tony.
Yes, go ahead, Tony.
I thought the purpose of the PNB meeting was to review all budgets, not just the consolidated budget. So I don't know. You're saying that the PNB meeting won't happen, that it won't meet at all to consider any budget, basically what you say?
Yeah, the normal procedure is the PNB is given a consolidated budget document that includes all seven units, the five stations, the PNO, and the PRA, and votes on the consolidated budget. So, go ahead, Adriana.
I believe that the PNB should have the meeting the 17th, and we have some budget. The whole PNB can discuss the issue, and have clear and ask for whatever needs to be asked. I mean, you know, I believe that doesn't change what the PNB should do, because the National Finance Committee only recommend to the PNB. I think that the Pacific and the PNB should meet anyway and you know, discuss the budget that we have and how we solve the problem with the one that we don't.
Ken?
Okay, so in any event, it's not up to us to change. The PNB has a meeting scheduled then, so that's not available for us. R. Paul, go ahead.
Yeah, I have an amendment to the motion that's on the floor. And the amendment is to make the date January 24th, because, you know, I agree that the PNB has stuff to look at. They have plenty of stuff to look at. They probably have more to look at than they can handle. And we should meet on the 24th and see what we can get going then. So
the 24th is the personnel committee.
Oh, let me look.
Yes, I have the agenda in front of me.
Let's see, what's on the 21st there? Well, on the
31st is Saturday.
Say again? No, I'm not looking at the 31st.
31st, there's nothing on the 31st.
Right, I see. So, I don't know, do we want to put it off that far?
The 25th, Wednesday?
No.
It not depends on me, but I probably won't be available. I'm returning from the trip to the East Coast on the 25th. I think as of the 26th, I will be off the national board. So
what's happening on the 23rd? Is that a Monday?
Programming committee.
That's okay. Are we allergic to Fridays? I know, but we can use the 20th.
Yeah, Friday the 20th, I'm sorry to inform you, is Inauguration Day.
I'll be in the 16th? It's open.
Doesn't sound, but it's Martin Luther King Day. It's an
anti-Semitic. Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Yeah,
certainly. Ken to the stack.
Go ahead, Ken.
If we meet too soon, today is the 10th, we're not going to have any new material.
Yeah.
All of those, that inquiry that's going to the IED to present and get information from KVFA, we're not likely to get that by the 16th. So I concur with what Adrian. Let me finish, please. I concur with what Adriana said. We are just an advisory committee to the PNB. They're responsible for approving the budgets, and we did what we could, and they got enough to go, and that's it. So I concur. I think we're better off trying to put it on the 25th or the 31st, and not try to hustle it up for the PNB, because we're not going to get material to work on before then.
Okay, so we're just about out of time. I guess we said 7:20. I'm going to take that as a motion for the 31st.
No, this is Serene.
Serene, go ahead.
I move to expend by 5 minutes.
Okay.
Any objections to 7:20?
Any objections
to 7:20? Oh, okay.
Okay, hearing no objection, what's your motion, Serene?
I can't really look at a calendar now, but I think, you know, the new board is going to be seated on the 26th. And I just think it would be better if we could just get it over with the old board, rather than to have to break in a whole new bunch of people to the information that we've been working with. Because a new board is seated on the 26th, and you've got to go through the elections again, and, you know.
This is Ken to the stack.
Adriana?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm trying to determine what motion we're considering regarding the next meeting.
I'm trying to find, I'm asking for it.
What was your motion?
You made the motion, Michael, the 31st.
Mr. Chair, why is he speaking?
I don't know.
Why are you speaking, honey?
I'm sorry. I'm not
Excuse
your
me. Everybody stop speaking.
Are you mad?
I was asking Serene.
That is so repulsive a thought.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry. Please stop the crosstalk. I was asking Serene what her motion was.
Right.
She said
I'm
she
trying to
motivate her motion. Go ahead. What is your motion?
Okay. I would like us to maybe look at the 19th. I don't know what's on there. Oh, that's going to be another problem. But, well, if someone with a calendar, find a date before the 26th, so at least we can send, you know, to the PNB something that we've been looking at before they get tied up in having a new NFC, you know, with folks who are then going to have to go learn, you know, learn the details of all this stuff again. We don't know how that's going to, how long that might take for the election. That's another 3 weeks and,
right,
you know.
Right.
Our call to start.
Something is beeping. I heard Adriana and then our call.
Sorry, I was reversing.
Okay. We have opened the 25th before the sitting. And I want to remind everybody that the new board seeks the 26th. But then we'll go, the new PNB need to go to election to elect the people that go to the different committees. We know that will not happen the next day. The committees keep acting with their people till they are replaced. But why don't we select the 25th? That is the only opening, and that have the 7 days at least.
Yes. As I said, I won't be available. The committee can meet without me. Somebody else can chair.
Nikki for the stack.
Go ahead, Nick.
Well, am I not on the stack anymore?
I'm sorry. That's right. Our Paul and then Nick.
Okay. We shouldn't get into a big panic about this. We have to look at the reality. The reality is that everything has been extremely late this year. We had a timeline. The timeline is, you know, was completely blown. Nothing came in time with it. We were really debating the budgets starting in October, moving into November and December. So this is months behind. So that's what's happened. So I don't think we can really get too concerned about, oh, this PNB has to get everything and all of that. I think that maybe we should just say, hey, the reality is the budgets are all late, everything is late, and it's being pushed. And, I don't know that the next PNB is going to be any less capable of dealing with budgets than the current PNB, such as it is. So I don't think there's a real panic here. And, I will also note we have two different motions. We have a motion and an amendment on the floor, which we have to dispose of one way or another pretty soon. But I don't think we should get into a panic about this. If it pushes to the next PNB, I think that's just life.
Okay. Thank you. Nick, was next. All right, we're at time again. Somebody want to move to extend for 3 minutes?
So make a motion that we extend for 3 minutes.
Okay, any objections?
I object.
Okay, R. Paul, can you call a vote on that?
I'm going to motivate my objection. We're just going to chatter
more. We had somebody on the staff who couldn't speak. There was somebody on the staff who hadn't spoken and should have a chance to speak, but we'll vote on the motion to extend for 3 minutes.
Okay,
motion
is to extend for 3 minutes. Ken Aaron?
No.
Ahmad Anderson? Nick Arena? Adriana Kasanov?
Yes.
Nick Economidis?
Yes.
That was a yes?
Yes.
Okay. R. Paul Martin, abstain. Tony Norman?
Yes.
Michael Novick?
Yes.
Serene Roberts?
Yes.
Okay. Ahmad Anderson, Nick Arena, All right. It's 5-4, 1 against, 1 abstention.
Okay, so we're extended. Nick, you have the floor.
Is it possible for us to schedule for the 17th contingent upon the PMB not meeting that day? And if they do meet that day, then we'll schedule for the 25th?
I think we should leave it just at the 25th. I think it's barely enough time to notice a meeting for the 17th because it's the 10th anyway. So,
I think that is a good idea. We can put both. If the PMB meet the 17th, obviously the NFC will not go on. But if for whatever reason...
Sorry, go ahead.
We can have the both, 17th and 25th.
Okay, what I'm saying is I think if we try... Serene, go ahead.
Can we meet on the 18th, regardless of what happens on the 17th? Let's just leave that alone and just meet on the 18th. Is anybody here on the... Well, that's 10:30 anyway. KPFK is meeting, but that's 10:30, our time. We should be done.
I'm leaving. I won't be available on either the 18th or the 25th. I'm flying out of L.A. But I won't be available on the 25th either. So... Because I'm flying back on the 25th.
Uh-huh. Can we vote?
Yes. I think the motion currently on the floor is tentatively of the 17th, but if the PMB is meeting, then the 25th.
Hold on. Point of order, Mr. Chair. Motions that were actually made are to meet on the 17th, and is an amendment to make that the 24th.
No.
Other things have been discussed.
No.
And you have to dispose of those motions and amendments that currently exist. Now, somebody can make an amendment to the amendment. That's how it would work.
That's where I took it that Nick Economides had done.
He said the 17th and the 25th.
Yes, I took that as Nick's amendment to the amendment, is to provisionally meet on the 17th unless we can't, and that case the 25th.
Okay. Can we vote, sir?
So, yeah, is there an objection to that?
That is the three. We are already at the 3 minutes time.
Yes, okay. We're in the midst of a vote, however, so we're going to complete it.
Yeah. Mr. Chair, is there an
objection? Yes.
I have his amendment as being to meet on the 17th, and if we can't, to meet on, what, the 25th?
Fifth. Yes.
125. Okay, so the motion is to, the amendment, one of several, is to meet on 117, and if we can't, to meet on 125. So, Sharon, are we voting, or?
Yes, I asked for objections to that as the amendment.
I object.
I haven't heard of them. Okay. So we're voting on it.
Okay. The motion is to meet on 117, and if we can't do that, to meet on 125. Ken Aaron?
No. Sorry. No.
Ahmad Anderson? Nick Arena? Adriana Kasanov?
Yes.
Nick Economides?
Yes.
R. Paul Martin? No. Tony Norman?
Yes.
Michael Novick?
Abstain.
Serene Roberts?
Yes.
Okay, point of order, Mr. Chair. Before we give the count and anybody jumps the gun, it is now 10:30 Eastern Time, and we have to have to do it on the 17th. We can't start the meeting before 7 days prior notice, which
starting
on the 17th very late.
No, sir, that is not true.
Yeah, 7 days prior notice. Read the bylaws.
Yes, I read the bylaw, but you can go and ask Otis, and we have till 12 today to notice the meeting.
that's not in compliance.
It came up at the PNB, and people were able to notice a meeting with.
If you want, I can put it right now.
So please read the results of the vote.
The results are 4-4-2 against, 1 abstention.
All right, so that's been approved, and we're at time, so I think the meeting is...
Point of order. You need a majority to get an approval. He said it was 4-4 with 1 abstention. It does
four,
not pass.
4-1. 4-4.
You misunderstood.
Michael Chambers.
4-4. Oh, I see. 4-4 and 2 against. Okay.
Four in favor, 2 opposed.
Okay.
So is the chair... The chair will then keep us informed about 117, I guess.
Yes. Okay. The PNB chair is on this call, right? So, but I'll check with the PNB immediately.
Yeah. So, well, as the chair, we're going to hold the meeting unless there's some vote.
Okay.
Reverse
chair, all right.
So we're going forward with the meeting.
All right. So then we're assuming it's the 25th. Thank you.
So does somebody make it the 17th now, or what?
Yes. Can you post it? Oh, Jesus.
Mr. Chair, are we going
to
post for the
17th
right
now
and cancel it? What to do?
I'm sorry. Our meeting is adjourned.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Yes.
Michael.
There are points of order.
We should post it for the 17th.
Because
we should post it for the 17th because the PNB passed the motion. It's conditional. It's based on them getting certain documents by a certain day. So we don't know that meeting is going to happen unless I misremember. I thought that's what, you know, there were three amendments or two amendments to the motion, and that's where we ended up.
Okay, I will attempt to do so, and I will notify the PNB, and we'll see what happens.
So we should post the meeting for the 17th.
I'm sorry, I follow. Are you doing it, or you want me to put it right now?
Should I also post for the 24th? For the 25th, rather?
No, 25th.
No, we have time.
Yes, you can. Yes, post it, and then it can be canceled.
All right,
that's
I'll post
normally what we do on any of these provisional things.
The 17th and the 25th.
25th, yes.
And the 17th.
Thank you.
Okay, are we adjourned?
Yes, we are adjourned. We ran out of time. Thank you. Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Oh, good night.